When I get my bills, I write, I know on them and mail them back. I know.
Dominique.
Drop it low, girl. Drop it low.
Dominique. Addison Improv this
Yay.
Weekend. Dominique.
What's
rip
going
it up.
On?
Thursday Tom through
Stevie
Sunday.
J.
All
Thursday
right, Dominique.
Sunday, being Dallas at the Addison Improv. Dallas. What's going on, y'all? Tom, Steve, Jack, Sippy, C.
Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby, Dom.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to do your best Kenny Rogers, Tom.
I know when to fold.
Know when to fold, know when to walk. It's time to run away.
It's time?
You gonna have to, yeah, especially from stage. You can't, the way hecklers are here, I heard y'all talking about hecklers. You can't have this over your head and then a heckler hit you. It'll kill you. These hecklers deadly out here.
And they live to heckle.
They live to heckle.
They're not going for the comedy. They're just going to heckle.
They go in the heckle. They buy an $80 ticket. They say, I'm going to get his jello. Watch this. See if I don't get him. I'm going to get him real good. And when the heckler come for you, Jay will tell you, Tom, you standing up there, your mind just go blank. You know, because they come when you having a bad day. You already bombed. You already in a place where you need a hug. You know what I mean? Even if it's people in the audience, you know, you like, won't one of y'all come up here and hug me and get me through this public humiliation right here?
And it is the absolute worst.
Oh,
man.
My God.
There's nothing like it. There's nothing.
Do you remember
it's like
your worst heckling?
Oh, yeah. Dominique, what was yours?
Oh, mine was, I thought I was going to kill it. I hadn't been telling jokes in about 5 months. So, you know, when you haven't been on stage, your timing and everything is off. I went up there all cocky. It was like 400 people at the Comedy Connection in Laurel. When I tell you, I got the crickety crickets.
Crickety crickets.
Oh, my God. I got crickets so bad when I walked up to people like, don't worry about it. It's going to be all right. You're going to make it through. Like, I had suffered a great loss. I was like, oh, my God. Maybe this thing not for me right here. Because this is a painful thing. I can't keep going through this. Then you got people that hate. You know, your colleagues that hate. That's what usually happens when you ain't been on stage. You're like, oh, yeah, I was better than your corner. Even when I hadn't been on stage.
So, Dominique, you actually thought about going back to the post office, huh?
Early on, in them early years. But, Tom, I had a praying grandmother.
What about you, player?
I bombed one night. I could hear in the background, places packed. I hear, N-word, get off the stage. And you don't know where it's coming from.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't zone in on an area. And when you bomb, there's nothing funnier for another comedian than to watch another comedian bomb. I don't know why that's funny, but it is.
But it always starts out like everybody is feeling sorry for the person, Tom. Uh-huh. It feels sorry. It's like comrade in arms. And then one of us will look and somebody's like, and it seems the whole comedy section start falling to pieces. I'm talking about in hysterical laughter. It can take, like, I can sit there with Jay and we sitting there, both of us acting like we don't see this dude bombing. I'm talking about scud missing. And then I just look at Jay and be like, you know what? In the whole section where the comics sit, we fall completely apart.
Well, you saw it play on the cruise, Ralphie Mayne.
I did.
Now,
there were 20 comics.
Yeah.
Ralphie Mayne bombed, and no one wanted. He was eating alone. No
and
way.
I'm gonna tell you, how bad
it is. Eating pizza alone.
Yes,
Tom was back there before the next show, the next night, walking around whispering, "Don't catch a Ralphie Mayne." So that's a lot of pressure from Tom.
That's a lot.
Everybody
of pressure,
like,
man.
Oh my God.
The heckling doesn't stop with the audience. I have to admit that.
No. Bill Cosby's got to go through it. That's what's waiting on him.
That's what's waiting. And Ralphie Mayne bombed so bad, I was staying like a room down from him. So I was walking back to my room with my mother. She said, "That's that boy from the door open. You need to check on him."
And the comics are so brutal. You all won't come around him as if he's got a contagious disease.
Right.
Especially on the cruise, Tom, because ain't nowhere for you to go but in the ocean. You gotta walk around. fish and look at people. You know it's your own community when you're in the middle of the ocean. And everybody walking around saying, boy, that boy took a bath. But that one right there. The one over there. They even see you walk in the venue. They like, I hope Tom don't put him up.
Man, he did it twice.
And then
man.
Jay brought him back the next night.
Yeah, I was trying to let him redeem himself, but that didn't work.
But I knew it was bad when they were still talking about it at the airport when the cruise was over. I said, woo, he scum missing it up in there. But Bill Cosby, he might as well
He did a comedy bit on one of his albums, and he talked about date rape drugs. Back then, it was called Spanish Fly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We didn't know what date rape drugs are like we knew, like we know now. He did 3 or 4 minutes. In fact, I'll play it for you next hour.
Wow.
All right?
Yeah. Well, he needs to go home, retire, and look into his savings plan.
It's over with.
See how he's going to get to the end of the road, because that's it.
Because he can see it from here, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
And what are the comedians saying?
Ha! Y'all so wrong.